The Federal Reserve in the United States has raised interest rates yet again, the 10th hike in 14 months. It's a matter of concern to people like us in Barbados who know that it has possible implications for the rates we are paying on even the concessionary loans that we've had from multilateral agencies. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says if necessary, he will raise the U.S. rates again.
The FOMC raised its policy interest rate by a quarter percentage point. Since early last year, we've raised interest rates by a total of 5 percentage points in order to attain a stance of monetary policy that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2% over time. We are also continuing to reduce our securities holdings. Looking ahead, we'll take a data-dependent approach in determining the extent to which additional policy firming may be appropriate.
Here's the view of one economist, Mohamed El Arian of Queen's College, Cambridge.
It was as expected. I don't think they had much choice because inflation is proving sticky, something that the chair acknowledged. And in addition, inflation expectations, what people anticipate for future inflation, has been edging up. So he's caught because the Fed started so late. They're having to do a lot in a very short amount of time. But that risks a recession, and it risks financial instability.
The hiking U.S. interest rates is also putting pressure on some of that country's commercial banks, three of which have collapsed in recent weeks. And yet another one, this one called PacWest, is considering a possible sale.
Yes, they are in a bit of a vicious cycle. Three things have come together. One, as you say, higher interest rates that happened very quickly and that caught them offside with regards to certain things I hold. Second, poor supervision from the Federal Reserve, something that the Fed itself acknowledged in the case of Silicon Valley Bank last Friday. And then third, flighty deposits, depositors willing to move a lot of money faster. And then on top of that, First Republic, which is the bank that failed over the weekend, First Republic died a very painful death. So shareholders are also getting flighty. And that vicious cycle can build on itself. The minute that the bank announced that it was looking for a sale, the stock got hammered in the after hours.
The effect, of course, of high interest rates in the States has reverberations around the world. It tends to mean strengthening in the US dollar, and the US dollar is disproportionately high, some would argue, wouldn't they, relative to a lot of particularly economies, currencies in emerging economies. I mean, is that something we should be looking at here, that we need to take a kind of holistic view on how the whole world is being destabilized by what's going on at the Fed?
Yes, you know, there was a famous article about why does the world hate us too much? And it was referring to the Fed. Why does it hate us so much? For three reasons. One is that the speed with which the Fed has increased interest rates after being late meant that disrupted other countries. Second, the higher risk of recession makes global growth even more fragile. Third, financial instability makes it harder for countries to access the capital markets. So yes, it does make the rest of the world harder. However, the Fed will say over and over again, we just make policy for the U.S. We don't make policy for the rest of the world.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.